This week, the jury in the Scott Peterson trial recommended that he get the death penalty. After the trial, some jurors said that they were troubled because Peterson showed no remorse for the double killing. Commentator Ellis Coase has written a book about forgiveness and remorse. He sees them as key to the jury's recommendation of the death penalty.
Scott Peterson did not show sufficient remorse, so for killing his wife and unborn child, he will face death himself. So said the jury, and so it may be done. But what if Peterson had shown remorse? Odds are the jury would have shown some mercy, or so say some who served on it. What gives remorse the power to mitigate murder? In researching my most recent book, I asked that question to people around the world. In Johannesburg, I chatted with Mandy Shazee, a black woman from Soweto who had quietly worked against apartheid. In time, the cops came calling. One horrific day in 1988, they descended on her home. They beat her, prodded her with electric shock batons, and nearly suffocated her with a wet canvas bag. For good measure, five of them raped her. They held her in solitary confinement for a year, but never charged her with any crime. When apartheid ended, South Africa convened hearings in which victims came forth to tell their stories. Perpetrators also testified in exchange for amnesty. Shazee testified in 1998, as did one of the cops who had tortured her. But at the moment she expected him to bare his soul, the cop denied ever having met her. "That was my chance to tell him, everything that you and your friends did to me, I forgive you. But I couldn't say that. I felt like I was empty," she told me. Eventually, she healed herself. But her journey would have been so much easier had her tormentor acknowledged the wrong. Walter Everett, a minister in Connecticut, made much the same point. The man who murdered his son never went to trial. He confessed the crime in exchange for leniency. Everett was angry, but eventually he realized the plea bargain was a gift. If the man had been tried and insisted on his innocence, "I never would have heard him say, 'I'm sorry,'" said Everett. He was so sold on the man's sincerity that he visited him in prison. Later, he recommended the killer for parole and officiated at his wedding upon his release. What drives such behavior? What made the Scott Peterson jury hunger to hear, "I'm sorry"? Part of the answer is that we want the world to make sense. We want to believe evil never has the last word, and that remorse can keep it at bay. Flip Wilson, the comedian, was fond of saying, "The devil made me do it." There is something of the devil in all of us, but we like to believe that there is also something of the saint, something that ultimately will make us see the error of our evil ways. Something that would turn even the worst of us into better human beings.
Ellis Coase is a contributing editor to Newsweek magazine and author of Bone to Pick: Forgiveness, Reconciliation, Reparation, and Revenge. He lives in New York.